KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, some high school sports over the weekend saw the boys' state soccer season come to a close with the finals on Saturday in the 1A championship match. It was Iowa City Regina shutting out Beckman Catholic 4-0. Consolation game in Class 1A saw Nevada beat West Liberty 3-1. The state championship in 2A goes to Cedar Rapids Xavier as they defeated Storm Lake 2-1 in the title match. Consolation game in Class 2A goes to Waverly Shellrock, a 1-0 winner over Pella. And in Class 3A, a cross-town showdown saw Iowa City West, a 2-1 winner over Iowa City High for the title. Johnston gets the third place match, a 2-1 double overtime win over Cedar Rapids Kennedy on Saturday. Also checking back on some Saturday girls softball scores, the Atlantic tournament held across the street from us on Saturday saw Glenwood beat Red Oak 11-0, Glenwood over Audubon 11-1, Glenwood down Atlantic 10-0, Red Oak over Audubon 5-1, Atlantic beat Tri-Center 4-0, Atlantic over Abraham Lincoln 2-0, Abe Lincoln beat Red Oak 11-0, Abraham Lincoln over Tri-Center 10-6, Tri-Center beat Audubon 13-2, Carroll 11-0 over Clarinda, Carroll defeated AHST 12-1, it was Carroll over Exira EA. HK 9-1. Clarinda beat AHST 8-6. Underwood topping Creston 7-4. Exira EHK beat Underwood 9-0. Creston over Clarinda 14-8. And Creston beat Exira EHK by a score of 8-5 in that Saturday tourney. Also at the Missouri Valley Conference tournament over the weekend in the place-winning matches. In seventh place, it was West Harrison over West Monona 17-0. The fifth place match saw Thomas Jefferson beat Woodbine 10-3. The third-place match went to Logan Magnolia, 9-3 winner over Missouri Valley. And the championship game goes to Lewis Central, a 7-1 winner over St. Albert. Also on Saturday in girls softball at the Murray Tournament, it was Orient Maxburg defeating Adair Casey 16-6 in the seventh-place match. The fifth-place game saw East Union beat Nottoway Valley in 9 innings, 4-3. Third-place game, Lamoni 9-3 over Melcher Dallas, and the championship went to Martinsdale St. Mary's. They were 5-3 winners over Murray. Also, girls softball, the latest softball rankings out over the weekend. Class 5A, Pleasant Valley remains the number one rated team. In 4A, Dallas Center Grimes stays on top. Winterset is ranked number two in this week's poll. Also in Class 3A, Mid Prairie remains the number one rated team. In Class 2A, Trainer stays on top in this week's polling, with Underwood in at number 15 on the list. Also in Class 1A, Don Bosco is ranked number 1 this week once again, with Martinsdale St. Mary's in at number 2. Earlham is number 7 on the list. Exira EHK ranked 14th again in this week's poll. Also Saturday at boys high school baseball, it was Winterset defeating Atlantic by a final of 4-1. Creston swept a pair from Lewis Central 5-1 and 9-5. At the Clarinda tournament, it was Glenwood winning the title 6-4 over Abraham Lincoln, while Clarinda beat East Mills in the consolation game 13-7. Also in the West Central Valley tournament, Underwood beat West Central Valley 11-1. Earlham over Underwood 11-5. Earlham beat Tri-Center 16-13, and it was West Central Valley a 5-3 winner over Tri-Center. At the Nottoway Valley tournament, the championship went to Perry. They posted a 2-1 win over Nottoway Valley in 8 innings in the title game. Mount Air wins the third place game 6-2 over Orient Maxburg. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Chad Godin picked up a win in his first start in over 3 years, and Brandon Belt broke a tie with a 2-run pinch-hit double to lead San Francisco to a 4-2 win over the St. Louis Cardinals Sunday, ending the Giants' 7-game road skid. Godin went 6 innings in his first start since September 28th of 2009 as a member of the Yankees. He allowed 4 hits and 2 runs, both coming on a 2-run homer by David Freese in the 4th inning. Godin is temporarily replacing Ryan Vogelsong in the rotation. Vogelsong broke several bones in his right hand May 20th. Belt slammed the first pitch from reliever Randy Choate into the gap in left center to bring in Brandon Crawford and Gregor Blanco for a 4-2 lead in the 7th inning. Crawford began the rally with a single off St. Louis rookie Tyler Lyons. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Miami beat the Mets 11-6. It was Pittsburgh over Cincinnati in 11 innings, 5-4. Philadelphia beating Milwaukee 7-5, Atlanta down Washington 6-3, Arizona beat Chicago 8-4, and Colorado over the Dodgers 7-2. In the American League, Yurickson Profar hit a tie-breaking home run with two outs in the eighth inning Sunday, lifting the Texas Rangers over the Kansas City Royals 3-1. Texas starter Yu Darvish pitched seven shutout innings. He left with a 1-0 lead. The 20-year-old Profar connected off J.C. Gutierrez for his second homer, a solo shot that put Texas up 2-1. David Murphy added an RBI single later in the inning. Tanner Shepherd's got two outs in the eighth, and Joe Nathan pitched a perfect ninth for his 17th save. Darvish allowed just three hits. He walked two and struck out six. Alex Gordon doubled in the Kansas City eighth as he scored on a grounder for the only run of the day, making it one all at the time for the Royals. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Tampa Bay beat Cleveland 11-3, Baltimore edging Detroit 4-2. It was Minnesota over Seattle 10-0. Houston beat the LA Angels 5-4. Oakland down the Chicago White Sox 2-0. And it was Boston 3-0 over the New York Yankees in a game shortened to 5 innings by rain. One interleague game yesterday saw Toronto beat San Diego in 11 innings by a 7-4 final. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, New Orleans beat the Iowa Cubs 5-3, while the Omaha Storm Chasers lost twice, 7-0 and 5-0 to Memphis. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the Chicago Blackhawks enjoy a 2-0 lead in the National Hockey League's Western Conference Finals after protecting home ice advantage. The Hawks chased Jonathan Quick by scoring four straight goals in the first 30 minutes in a 4-2 win over the Los Angeles Kings. Andrew Shaw put the Blackhawks ahead just a minute 56 into the game before Brent Seabrook's shorthander made it 2-0 in the first period. Quick was lifted after Patrick Sharp set up goals by Brian Bickell and Michael Hanzus. 2:09 apart in the second period. Corey Crawford made 13 of his 29 saves in the first period and blanked the Kings after Jeff Carter tallied with 1:03 left in the second period. Jonathan Bernier stopped all nine shots he faced, and Tyler Toffoli had a goal and an assist for the Kings. Game 3 is set for Tuesday night in Los Angeles, where the Kings are 7-0 so far this postseason. In racing, seven-time Dover winner Jimmy Johnson appeared to be on his way to another win at Dover International Speedway yesterday, but he jumped a restart and had to serve a pass-through penalty. His mistake opened the door for Tony Stewart and Juan Pablo Montoya to battle it out for the win. In the end, Stewart made a late outside pass on Montoya and held on to snap a 30-race winless streak. Stewart hadn't even had a top-five finish this season and was stuck in 20th place in the point standings. He took the lead with the pass with three laps left in that 400-mile race yesterday. In golf, Matt Kuchar hung on for a two-shot win in the PGA's Memorial Tournament. He finished 12-under par after a final round 4-under-68. Runner-up Kevin Chappell also shot a 68 to finish at 10-under par. Kyle Stanley was alone in third. He was 7-under par. Russ Cochran finished first in the Champions Tour Principal Charity Classic in Des Moines after a final round 5-under-67. He finished 11 shots under par for the tournament. That's one shot in front of J. Don Blake. Cochran has now won four times in his Champions Tour career. Kari Webb shot a 3-under-68 in the final round of the LPGA's ShopRite Classic to win that event by two strokes over Shan Shan Feng. A dismal 4-over-75 in the final round ruined any chance that Feng had of winning. That win is Webb's first in 2 years. It was the 39th for the 38-year-old Hall of Famer. And in tennis news, women's top seed Serena Williams has breezed into the quarterfinals of the French Open with a 6-1, 6-3 victory over her Italian opponent yesterday. That win extended her career-best winning streak to 28 matches. The 15-time Grand Slam champion next plays 2009 French Open winner Svetlana Kuznetsova. With a victory, Williams would earn her first berth in a French Open semifinal since 2003. On the men's side, second-seeded Roger Federer qualified for his 36th consecutive major quarterfinal when he eliminated Gilles Simon 6-1, 4-6, 2-6, 6-2, and 6-3. Also winning were fourth-seeded David Ferrer and number 6-seed Joe Wilfried Tsonga. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.